Chancellor? Sort of glingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, like tinkly little bells?
Didn't hear anything like that, sir.
Oh, Ridcully shrugged. Anyway, what was I saying? Ah, yes, yes. No one's ever heard of a Veruca gnome until tonight.
That's right, said the gnome. Even I've never heard of me until tonight, and I'm me.
We'll see what we can find out, Arch-Chancellor, said Ponder diplomatically.
Good man. Ridcully put the gnome back in his pocket and looked up at Hex. Amazing, he said again. He just looks as though he's thinking, right?
Yes.
But he's not actually thinking.
No.
So he just gives the impression of thinking, But really it's just a show.
Yes.
Just like everyone else then, really, said Ridcully.
The boy gave the Hogfather an appraising stare as he sat down on the official knee.
Let's be absolutely clear. I know you're just someone dressed up, he said. The Hogfather is a biological and temporal impossibility. I hope we understand one another.
Ah, so I don't exist?
Correct. This is just a bit of seasonal frippery, and I may say rampantly commercial. My mother's already bought my presents. I instructed her as to the right ones, of course. She often gets things wrong.
The Hogfather glanced briefly at the smiling, worried image of maternal ineffectiveness hovering nearby.
How old are you, boy?
The child rolled his eyes.
You're not supposed to say that, he said. I have done this before, you know. You have to start by asking me my name.
Aaron Fidget, The Pines, Edgeway Road, Ankh-Morpork.
I expect someone told you, said Aaron. I expect these people dressed up as pixies get the information from the mothers.
And you are 8, going on, about 45, said the Hogfather.
There's forms to fill in when they pay, I expect, said Aaron.
And you want walnuts, inoffensive reptiles of the Stow Plains, a display cabinet, a collector's album, a killing jar, and a lizard press. What is a lizard press?
You can't glue them in when they're still fat, or didn't you know that? I expect she told you about them when I was momentarily distracted by the display of pencils. Look, shall we end this charade? Just give me my orange and we'll say no more about it.
I can give far more than oranges.
Yes, yes, I saw all that. Probably done in collusion with accomplices to attract gullible customers. Oh dear, you've even got a false beard. By the way, old chap, did you know that your pig...
Yes.
All done by mirrors and string and pipes, I expect. It all looked very artificial to me.
The Hogfather snapped his fingers.
That's probably a signal, I expect, said the boy, getting down. Thank you very much.
Happy Hogswatch, said the Hogfather as the boy walked away.
Uncle Heavy patted him on the shoulder.
Well done, master, he said. Very patient. I'd have given him a clonk athwart the ear hole myself.
Oh, I'm sure he'll see the error of his ways.
The red hood turned so that only Albert could see into its depths.
Right around the time he opens those boxes his mother was carrying. Ho, ho, ho.
Don't tie it so tight. Don't tie it so tight. Squeak.
There was a bickering behind Susan as she sought along the shelves in the canyons of Death's huge library, which was so big that clouds would form in it if they dared.
Right, right, said the voice she was trying to ignore. That's about right. I've got to be able to move my wings, right? Squeak!
Ah, said Susan under her breath. The Hogfather.
He had several shelves, not just one book. The first volume seemed to be written on a roll of animal skin. The Hogfather was old.
Okay, okay. How does it look?
Squeak!
Miss,
said the raven, seeking a second opinion. Susan looked up. The raven bounced past, its breast bright red.
Twit, twit, it said. Bobbly, bobbly, bop. Hop, hop, hopping along.
You're fooling no one but yourself, said Susan. I can see the string. She unrolled the scroll.
Maybe I should sit on a snowy log, mumbled the raven behind her. That's probably the trick, right enough.
I can't read this, said Susan. The letters are all odd.
Ethereal runes, said the raven. The Hogfather ain't human, after all.
Susan ran her hands over the thin leather. The shapes flowed around her fingers. She couldn't read them, but she could feel them. There was the sharp smell of snow, so vivid that her breath condensed in the air. There were sounds, hooves, the snap of branches in a freezing forest. A bright, shining ball. Susan jerked awake and thrust the scroll aside. She unrolled the next one,